Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello! So grateful to be back with Visionary Culture Radio. This is the second show in this new iteration. Last time that I was doing Visionary Culture Radio, I was called Laura Fox, and I've since adopted my, what you might call my spiritual name. It's pretty much similar to a Sanskrit word, Shreya. So I am your host, Shreya Fox, and I'm here with Mr. Ryan Deroon today. And he's hailing from Sedona, Arizona. Welcome, Ryan.
Welcome, welcome. I'm sitting over here in Sedona in my little golden pyramid broadcasting live to the planet. How are you doing?
Doing great, yeah. There's a little bit of background noise there. I'm not sure what that was, but maybe that was some like a chair moving or something.
Is that better?
Yeah. I can't hear it right now, whatever that
okay,
is.
Beautiful.
So thank you. Yeah, Sedona, Arizona, one of the, you know, vortexes of transformation on the planet. It's been called Karma Camp, similar to other places like the Big Island of Hawaii. People get sent there a lot to Sedona to go undergo transformation and really connect with their inner self. Would you agree?
Yes, 100%. A lot of, if you want to think about Sedona on a spiritual level, it's kind of like college, and then obviously kind of like going for your PhD after that, different levels.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, then once you graduate, you turn into a teacher's assistant, and then you try to aid as many of your fellow brothers and sisters as you possibly can.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I just got my marching orders to Denver, Colorado, where I'll be doing a lot of teaching starting actually tomorrow night. If you happen to be in Colorado, the Denver, Boulder, greater area, I will be at the Bitcoin Lab in downtown Denver teaching Anchor the Dream for We Are Change Colorado. You can just look up the We Are Change Colorado website for details or check on my Facebook page. So that'll be
fun.
That is
so awesome.
Isn't that fun? So, yeah, we're anchoring the new dream of Earth in so many ways. And, Ryan, you certainly have been doing your part to do that through humor, through really pretty advanced, you know, kind of cosmic internal connections and downloads and through Team Light and Unite the Collective. Mm-hmm. You make wands. You're just kind of on fire with offerings at this time period. Can you give us a bit of overview about what's exciting to you now in the work that you're bringing to the world?
Yes, very much so. When I woke up in 2009, my third eye has been on for about 6.5 years now, or actually around there. I kind of was woke up with that order and operation of more of a galactic flavor to this collective story here on Earth. Our duties and kind of the group that I assembled across the planet, many grid workers, those that work in activations, master healers to actually work with the teams and keep our guys up and healthy out here.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved to Sedona, it's been school ever since. And, it's much appreciated. I know in many channelings out there, they talk about the fourth dimensional ascension schools. And many beings out there wondering what that is. But, there's different dimensions, different realities, different realms, whatever vocabulary term you'd like to use, that exist and coexist with us in the present. So if some people refer that to as the spirit world or the other side, or, you know, there's different vocabulary terms for that. I like to use the term higher self, and I like to use the term, integrating all of those different dimensional pieces into one, once again, the law of one, to understand the different blends that we all are, and how this place, Earth, offers us a great opportunity to integrate, talk, and work with one another in a it's a very funny way, because you never really know who you're talking to. And I think that's the greatest thing about Earth, you know. If we all knew who everyone was, I don't think it'd be as fun. So in this way, you know, how you treat your... You know, you never know if there's a guy on the side of the road, you know, asking for some change. Is an ascended master just, you know, taking the checklist of, you know, okay, check in, you know. There you go, bro.
Right.
You out. You never, there's so many little tests in this matrix to see, you know, and really get down to the nuts and bolts of the type of person that you are and the type of person you want to be and truly the type of person you really are. And I think as we come full circle here, the getting back into the heart, getting back into what's most important is what's truly vital right now in these transitionary times.
Absolutely. Getting up into the heart. I've been doing a lot of work with a friend of mine, John. Hey, John, out there, if you're listening, where we, you know, we're aware that the big job right now is really helping humanity step into that heart space. Mm-hmm. And that there was something people talk about from an Atlantean time frame where there ended up being people of mixed dimensional abilities, attributes, you know, alignment. Mm-hmm. At the same time, yep. On a planet, which is not usual. So it's not typical that some people have their crown chakra open and others are still only working 2D or something like that. So the chakras and the dimensions have sort of a correlation for, you know, to make that understandable here, what we're talking about. So first dimension is just really base, root, core, survival stuff. And then up in the heart, you're in the fourth dimension. And so what do you think that has to do, that concept, is that a familiar concept to you? And what does that have to do with the time period that we're at right now?
I think that, you know, there is a implementation of different frequencies that have come to aid Earth. I'm definitely reside in one of those frequencies. I love that platinum ray. Go ahead and ride that on
in
there.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, we've been working with the platinum ray pretty extensively over here, too.
Yeah. And I think truly, is this my easiest way I like to explain it, is that Earth has had many graduating classes, let's just say. In Earth's history, it's quite an old place. You know, there's been lots of different cultures, species, beings that have gone through, you know, their own ascension in their own time period, right? So mm-hmm. I like to think that some of the graduating class from past times has come back to aid this graduating class mm-hmm. in accomplishing that task. And I feel that right now Earth is very vital in that integration for the entire galaxy. It's not just we like to speak about it as a planetary situation, a solar mm-hmm. system situation. What you have mm-hmm. to understand is when you have a bunch of different galaxies interacting, right, what grander test, what grander, you know, testament to who we truly are is, can we all integrate multiple things into this timeline and multiple things into this space? And I think that, you know, Earth being in the 3D and having that potential to grant those experiences, that sort of information, that sort of experience, is vital in understanding the core, right, the foundational level of really what the whole universe sits on. So, you know, coming down in from consciousness, you know, coming from those high spectrums of creation back in the day, and then integrating into something as physical and dense as a body is quite an amazing experience in itself. Mm-hmm. And I know that many of us that chose to be wiped to be here, I know many Time Lords, Time Jumpers, Galactic Council members, Overseers, Guardians, who chose to have a vessel in this game right now, Ascended Masters, Archangels, you know, everyone is here right now on Earth. And I think that this time is not only drastically important for the entire system, but truly it kind of reminds me what took place in Orion, when Orion was going through its shift a long time ago, and some of the stuff that had to be balanced there, in order to facilitate a grander experience for all. Mm. And, you know, going through the Great Wheel and, you know, shifting spectrums and gaining these experiences is fantastic. But the one thing my highest self always reminds me is that, you know, to remember, Ryan, it's a game, okay? It's a game of experience. And that truly how you treat one another is how you're viewed in this game.
That's,
you know,
perfect.
It's not how much money or power you have.
Exactly.
It's how you treat everyone that comes in contact with you, because that is a true representation of who you are.
Oh,
and that's how I like to live my life.
Well, it was funny because yesterday on Facebook, there was somebody who posted, he was so angry with somebody posting about being a Jedi or something. One of my friends was like posting about that. And this guy came on and he's like, "Who are you?" And he was cursing in the chat. It's like, "You don't know what you're talking about. You're just making fancy graphics." And I was like, and he was literally cursing and telling this being to, you know, F off and things like that right in the chat. And I'm like, "Look, dude, are you, I mean, I didn't reply, of course, because I didn't want to engage that. But it's like, even if he has all this skill and all this knowledge, if he's treating others that way, he's showing himself to be who he is. And so that's sort of a perfect example, I think, of what you're just talking about. It's really not about how powerful or how skilled or how advanced you are. When it comes down to it, it's about how kind you are.
The one of the things I've learned is actually the more powerful you become, the gentler you become, because you no longer have fear affect you. And it's kind of like, okay, imagine, I'll make it in the 3D terms. You train every single day, 4 to 8 hours a day to be the ultimate fighter of the planet, let's just say, the ultimate fighter. Now, when you go out in the public and you go into a bar, you know, do you have any fear whatsoever of anything you step into? Zero. So can you have a good time and relax and have fun with your friends?
Yeah, totally.
But the deal is that you still carry that energy, though. And, you know, a lot of that energy, which, you know, many people, you know, have spoken about, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Any type of being, you know, when you really look at them and look into them, you can see who's in there if you're aware. And to understand that most people just need love and compassion, and that's in a hug. And, you know, sometimes the biggest, scariest dudes out there are the ones that need the hug the most. You know,
it's
like, people that really need to be hugged are the ones that, you know, and, you know, the thing about that hug, though, is it's like, it's not just a hug of, it's almost like an equal match in strength in having zero fear over a situation and giving a hug out of brotherhood or sisterhood. It's not a, you know, people like to think sometimes that being, you know, nice or soft, or they see it as weakness, you know, on the night side, you know, oh, you let people take advantage of it, you help everybody. But truly what it is, you know, those that are abundant in their lives create plenty for everyone, including themselves. So I, instead of, you know, fighting over one apple tree, why don't you plant 1,000 apple trees and just give everyone their own apple tree?
Right.
You know, that's kind of, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, do you want pomegranates or do you want oranges? It's a big decision you got to make here. So, you know, I mean, you know, but it's just the programming of this place sometimes gets to us. And I wanted to talk about some other things that I think are really relevant right now, as far as the frequencies that are being broadcasted. You know, through different, you know, the cell phone tower, sometimes the Wi-Fi, sometimes satellite, whatever it is, okay?
Uh-huh.
My deal is that when you feel things coming into your field that aren't you, when you feel things coming into your field that don't serve you in the highest and aren't there to benefit you, it is totally 100% allowable, right, to not partake in that particular frequency and kind of like, you know, I mean, people need to be a little more aware of some of the stuff that's going on instead of playing stupid to it and then wondering why you're in a bad mood or wondering, you know, what are, you know, why do I feel like this? Why are these crazy thoughts going through my head? Where are these coming from? Well, the issue is that I like that funny saying, it's like, you know, there's country radio going through the air right now. If you can hear it, you know.
It's
there. You know, it's there. There's, you know, no, and not that I don't love country radio. I'm just trying to say that as an example.
It's a choice of many.
It's when you know yourself and you know your resting resonance, like you know exactly how you feel after you had a good day at work or whatever you did, went to the gym, did a half an hour steam, had a smoothie, and you're coming out and getting in your car, you know what you feel like in that moment. You know, your cells in your body know what that feels like. The endorphins, the serotonin, everything in your body feels awesome. Let's just call that your resting state. Now, anything that tries to pull you out of that bliss, out of that resting state, those are the little things you need to pay attention to and constantly clear. You know, clearing or, you know, many of these, you know, enlightened beings, let's just say, or, you know, beings back in the day, you know, say in Egypt that worked in the temples or back in the Sumerian times, whatever it was, whatever timeline you want to speak about. The way and the manner and the consistency in which they kept their house, kept their, you know, kept their transport, their horse maybe, the way they took care of themselves, the nutrients they ate, the way they treated their temple, truly was a testament to the type of being they were. So mm-hmm. if you wanted like a simple way to like, how can I really, you know, increase my own bliss and enjoyment? Well, let's take a look in that mirror and think about some of the things that you might want to take a look at to make yourself feel better. It's not about what you look like. It's about what you feel like. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's something that everyone can do to increase their own happiness. You know, is what would I like to do today that's going to make me feel good? You know, I think these are the type of things that should be going through our brain, not all this rhetoric they're trying to broadcast through the airwaves.
Yeah, and so I guess that's just awareness of frequency and awareness of vibration, which will show up in our feelings. And Abraham Hicks yes. and other people like that talk about that too, where we can shift back up into the higher perspective if we notice that we dipped. And whether it's something coming yes. from our own, from a friend who's thinking of us, or from somebody beaming something through the media, or whatever it is, a collective thought on the planet, we're in charge of our own frequency and our own thoughts. And when we grab a hold of the reins of that and step in and determinedly focus in a certain direction, then we can maintain and even expand that good feeling. I think that's what you're
100%
pretty much what you're saying
100%.
There.
Stepping into your power is taking responsibility mm-hmm. for your energy, for your decision-making process, and mm-hmm. not relying on not just your higher selves, but different collective aspects with their own free will, you know, granting what you should be doing with your time. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest with you, in the way I feel 24/7, 365, is that I would like to have complete control over my reality matrix. I would mm-hmm. like to create abundance, health, and wellness for everything I come in contact with, mm-hmm. okay, at all times. And truly to be free from this paper mache timeline that we're living in, many of us that remember Atlantis and remember Lemuria and maybe some different planetary structures out there across Earth, if you have dreams being on ship and, you know, being on different planets or whatnot, the main thing to understand is that every single awesome civilization out there has gone through a transitionary period very similar to ours right now. So mm-hmm. it's not to be so hard on ourselves.
Right.
It's
yeah.
to go, hey, man, you know, your higher self's like, man, I was there 50,000 years ago. You're trying it right now. But, you know, so, I mean, the Pleiades just pulled themselves out of this place 50,000 years ago. You know, right. It wasn't like, you know, millions. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was, you know, 40,000, 50,000 years ago, they snapped out of their deal. So, you know, it's our solar system's time. You know, to get, you know, our stuff together and kind of get up to speed with the rest of the galaxy, which is waiting to basically bear fruit and mm-hmm. share, you know, that type of universal abundance on a scale that basically most humans cannot comprehend.
Don't even imagine yet.
That level of abundance, you know. And here's the thing, too, for the religious flavor. Do what makes you happy, man. You know, do unto others as they you'd have done unto you. It's not like a differential flavor. How I like to express this is very simple. We come from different times. Our souls have had different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all here now working together, living next to one another, you know, helping each other out? Yes. But that doesn't mean your soul and my soul have made the same exact experiences. So
right.
why some people may be governed to wake up sooner than others, why some people have, maybe they're a master healer, maybe one person is, you know, more of a, you know, does activation or does more of like a light warrior, you know, cleanup crew type of a situation. What I'm trying to say is on planet Earth, let each of us take a piece of this pie, you know, for none of us have all the pieces.
That's right.
But when we come together, that's not how it works. That's not how mm-hmm. you create this game. Everyone has a different piece of this pie, you know,
exactly.
or, you know, this puzzle. But when mm-hmm. we come together, boom, there it is. And truly, I would think if there was, you know, Creator, Yahweh, God, whatever vocabulary term you want, if he was going to make an amazing labyrinth game where you had to integrate and you had to interact and you had to integrate, well, what better way than to give other pieces to your own puzzle to other people? You know, now you're mm-hmm. like, shit, I got to interact with these guys because you got my piece over there, man, and I got yours. You know, it's like, what better way to do that? I think it's comedy relief over here. So, you know, but, you know.
Best reality show on the planet, in the universe,
hey,
I think.
Hey, I'm going to wear E.T. Real World for quite some time. You know, I'm like, hey, take, you know. Oh, I tell dimensional beings. I got 12 some guys in the backyard. I'm like, yo, take a picture. It lasts longer. Can I help you? You know? Oh, yeah. Or you ever see the guys in the astral with the check, with the checkboard? You know, they're taking notes on you. So, like, I pull out my own thing. Like, I'm looking at them. I'm taking notes on them. You know, were you in a rush? You know, were you in a rush this morning? They look at me. They're like, what? Yeah, because your shoes don't match your earrings. I was just curious. Were you in a rush to get to work? Or? Are you doing okay there in 5D? Okay. Well, don't hurt yourself. I know it's a lot to watch, you know. You know, some of us aren't in this illusion anymore, you know. Like, my third eye's gone for 6 years, so every time I blink, I'm staring through the veil. So all I can say is I cannot wait to, for my brothers and sisters to join me there and actually get the reins on what it is to be a multidimensional being here in 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that multidimensional stewardship, being one of the first waivers on opening that up and talking about it like you have been, mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be an interesting experience in and of itself.
Right, you know, and the main thing is that, you know, I was really, you know, when I first started making those videos, you know, back in 2009, 2010, my guides, my higher self really, who kind of took, really in the beginning, you know, kind of got me through that phase, he was like, you have to make videos to find your family. You know, I would wake up in Los Angeles, and he said, you have to make these videos every week and put them out, and then you will find your family.
Nice.
And that was kind of like my order and operation. It wasn't just to share. I mean, I was sharing my experiences and trying to help people out. But really, I was looking for my family. Go make these videos, find your family. Find your brothers mm-hmm. and find your sisters that are waking up right now and have no book, no guidance, no,
right.
You know, here's the lamest thing about it is like, you know, these people are talking, it's weird about having your third eye on? It's like staring at the big pink elephant in the room, but you have to keep your mouth closed. You know, I can't even begin to express how, you know, people don't understand what it's like to be on the awake side staring at the unconscious. You know, everyone's like, I'm going to get there. How about you're staring at the person's nightshade, you know, talking in their ear, and you're going, he's like, I don't know, I'm having these really weird migraines, and I'm having all these weird thoughts. I'm watching the guy talk into the vessel, and I'm going, yeah, I wonder what that's about. It's really strange. You know, I wonder what causes that. You know, and so some of us have that. You should be laughing out there, some of you guys out there with those third eyes on. You know, but the issue is that, you know, the main thing with that gift and to have your third eye on is the main thing they check and monitor is observer mode. Are you going to stay in observer mode? Are you just going to watch what's going on, see how people are treating one another, check out the energy, check out what some of the blockages may be, not just in a person, but if you look at a city like a person, well, which block
in the
city needs a little help?
Right.
You know, what area is the low vibrational point in the city? Okay, how can we help out that low vibrational city block in that city?
Ooh.
What's going to help? So, it's a microcosm and a macrocosm, you know? So just depending on that, and, you know, I say to many who are on this path, you know, having woken up, you know, super light side, you know, then having to learn all the stuff on the night side and then bouncing my RPM back up into the light side. Thank God. I love it on the light side. I'm like, take me to Skittles Land and leave me there. I don't know why I got to wake up.
But they're healthy Skittles, though. There's no food dye in those Skittles.
Oh, my God. I've been living Groundhog Day for like 5 years. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I land on the roof with my wings out. You know, I'm like, boom, into my body. And then I'm like, I guess I'll make some coffee. I guess I'll have a pancake. You know, I'm doing my best down here. You know, it really is a comedy show.
Oh my God, hilarious!
I know it's gnarly out there, but you know, for all of those guys that are in the big cities waking up, and all those ladies and gents out there who are hearing my voice now, our voice, I should say. Hey, you got a little vacation time? Why don't you come out to Sedona? Sit on the rocks out here, sit on the mountain, close your eyes, put your music on, and give yourself about 2 or 3 days to relax and figure out with your own divine clarity what you should be working on and if you're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for somebody else to tell you these things.
Right.
It's for your own higher self, for your own intuition to dial you in. And what I say to all my brothers and sisters out there, give yourself that chance. If you're in the United States, I'd say Sedona. Hey, if you're over there across the Atlantic, hey, maybe check out Tibet. Maybe check out, you know, India. Some place where you can go get away and just be with yourself. Up in the mountains, whatever that is for you. I just feel that everyone deserves to do that, and it really helps.
Well, there's all the overlay. So my newest book, Love's Whisperings, Authentic Spiritual Development with the Star Elders of the Council of Human Enlightenment and others.
Yes.
It talks about the overlays of consciousness that keep us from really getting in touch with that. And so it's time to dissolve and discard those items lingering in consciousness that's sort of that programming, either hardwired or that's just sort of floating in the air like you were talking about earlier.
You know, I've got a lot of information, more information. I've been watching a lot of that Cosmic Disclosure.
I was going to ask you if you've been watching that.
Been watching it. I've been watching the Wisdom Keeping with David Wilcox. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. I listen. I put it on as I go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to the conversations. And I listen to every Tuesday that anyone comes out. What mm-hmm. I do is I cross-check everything this guy, you know, Corey's saying, and, you know, Wilcox is saying. And I cross-check everything with my highest self. And then I actually get a little Blu-ray download of maybe a different perspective, not so much from a 3D perspective, right, but some of the different things that have been going on. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, Corey Goody is the first guy that I've resonated with in a decade as far as information that's coming out that is like, I mean, he reminds me of a lot of other great whistleblowers out there. And this 70-year head start some of our fellow humans have out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I call it cheating. You know, I call it cheating. You know, like, oh, so have you been working on your like, you know, self-healing and astral projection and being a really great spiritual being? Oh, no, you just got a shot in your butt and you're just, you know, nanotechnology, huh? How's that working for you up on shift? There's no shortcuts to this thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, everyone needs to go to public high school to understand what that is. It's not because, you know, you have to go to public high school. I use that as a recommendation for all beings. Like, let's walk in each other's shoes, right? Let's have this more common or universal understanding of what it's like to be down here. And in that, from that place, then you can feel compassion, right? Mm-hmm. Because you put that shoe on.
Right.
It's really difficult for these elite of elites to talk, you know, to me and you, because you're like, we don't have none of the same experiences there, you know? Your name is, you know?
We've been hammering it out. We've been doing it on our own with little information, trying to sort out what the heck's going on and doing
But you
best.
Know what? Hey, the best characters in any comic book, right, are the ones that have the most insane background story.
Right.
You know, it's always like, woke up, the orphan rises, taught himself every, you know, whatever it is. It's always the most insane background story, which causes that. And I say that in jest, but truly what I say is that many of us star seeds and many of us light beings out there, light workers, are the ones that have had this crazy background that we come from. You know, if it's painful, it sucked, you know, lots of tragedies. And this is what I like to say about that. They only give the strongest those reflections.
Right,
because they can handle it, and they can transmute it, and they can process it. So I just want to remind every single being out there that's had some tragedy go down, you know, and some stuff that you're still working through. It could happen 20, 30, 40 years ago. The issue is that you are strong enough to process that, transmute it, and forgive it, and move forward with that experience. That yes, you earned your wings. Yes, you earned your stripes. You know, congratulations for graduating Earth Ascension School. And I think that is the coolest thing that we can really take from this place.
That's true. And then so as each one of us does it, it makes it a little easier and a little easier. Like some of us who came in 1964, you know, the night after the Beatles were playing, and Ed Sullivan and my mom was twisting, and I pop in, you know, and, you know, we're out there with the machetes at that point, right? It's like
you got a lot to clear.
Like, Lord have mercy, you know, but and that's what happens a lot with clients. I've been working with people lately, and just I can see that these hard, difficult things that they've gone through is just because of exactly what you're saying, that they've They've done it before in other places. They're masters, and the tricky part is we have that forgetfulness veil here of not even remembering those times when we accomplished these things before, and we don't have a lot of support for looking at how to solve the problem, and sometimes we just have to figure it out in our own time, and luckily come across people who have had experience but who can reflect. But yeah, that highest gift to the planet and to other beings is to transcend and forgive. That's beautifully said there. 100%. And that's what the star elders talk about too in this book. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll give you guys two references, your audience and you.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I learned about the bracelets. Okay. When throughout past lives, check this out, lives, now this is what happens is if someone does you a horrible tragedy, let's just say, some in a past life, some bad stuff goes down, and you actually really, you know, do somebody a negative karmic thing, that person then gets that bracelet or that cord attached to them that basically says, you owe me something, okay? So you can incarnate again and again and again until that karma kind of worn off. Now, I used to see these bracelets on my hands, and I was wondering, oh yeah, because I have my energy arms. I definitely have more than two arms. I don't want to say too much. Let's just say, if you know what's up, if you ask who I am, you can probably figure it out if you're really in tune. Okay, so this is that. I used to see my handcuffs on my other energy arms, and I was like, yo, what is this about? Like, you know, I got my 3D hands, I got my 5D hands, you know, my 4D, and I'm like, why are my 8D hands handcuffed? I'm like, what's the deal with this, guys? So this is what, this is all real stuff I had to learn, like, by
asking. You've been naughty.
It's past life stuff, you know. So, they were like, you know, you have to forgive those that have done those, you know, atrocities also to you. That is, you forgive them and give them back their karma, so shall you be released.
Oh, I see.
And
what
I was
saying.
Like,
so even,
and let me tell you, it's a lot, it sounds really easy. Let me forgive everybody.
I'm not just going to forgive everybody.
They'll show you that instant replay of the life where the shit went down. And
you're like, you want me to forgive that? Really?
You want me to forgive that? Are you out of your mind? you just got to go, hey, man, is your ascension worth forgiving that? That's what you got to ask yourself. And, you know.
Like, heck yeah. Like, well, you know, so, Ryan, you know, this is really cool. Yeah. Let me just drop this. You may have heard of this. So Ho'oponopono brought to bear by Dr. Hugh Len in this culture, the Hawaiian process of forgiveness, and families over there do it all the time as a regular practice. The deeper understanding is that forgiveness means deleting the data from the subconscious mind of all that crazy crap so that you don't have to go through it and become a magnet to it anymore. It's back end panel, control panel access to the admin panel where you can delete the energetic data around that. We retain the lessons and the Akashic records keep the memory, but we're clearing out our control panel of all those files. Like, you go to the root file and go, delete. And you just, you know, imagine hearing it crumbling up in the trash.
Yeah, control. Yeah. I'm like, if that's the case, my delete button's almost worn out.
Right.
I'm like, delete it. I don't
delete,
need it.
That's right.
Yeah, I keep telling my guys, can you just keep the highlight reel? Like, I mean, honestly, I don't want all the mundane things stored on my processor. Can we
just get the good
highlight
stuff.
Reel?
Yeah, we don't need to. Because we don't need to necessarily have every single memory in order to clear stuff. Usually there's one or two lifetimes or situations. Usually it goes childhood wound, pings to ancestral wound, and then you get the past life thing and maybe one or two of them. And then sometimes you need that data for the person to actually really be able to clear it, because their mind needs to accept that something happened and understand in order to fully let go. And then it's like, delete.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. If you want to talk about, you know, I like the computer terms. For example, if someone is unaware but very brilliant, smart, and strong, let's just say, or very grounded in 3D, I'll call that the USB drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means your chemical computer is dialed in, your 3Ds maxed out. Congratulations. But then there's those that, you know, open up all their chakras and remove all their firewalls and actually take that same CPU and then access the internet.
Right.
Right? Which has, I don't know, 100 trillion times.
Billion, trillion.
Yeah.
Times Googleplex.
Drive.
Yeah.
Right. So the issue is that, well, who controls who gets access to that, you know, Akashic or that internet, that Ethernet, you know, that deal. And the main thing is that your own clearances are granted upon your integrity of the information you wish to pull down.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
why you want to
not
pull
everything's
it down.
Necessary.
Yes.
Not all the information is necessary for you. But some
Exactly. So, sometimes the big guys upstairs just want to hear the reason. They're like, oh, yeah, you want access to that, huh? Yeah, fantastic. I'm like, how can I make a quantum fusion engine at Home Depot? Yeah, I'm crazy. I'm like a mad scientist. You know, I'm like, what do I need to order from chemistry.com to make this happen, guys? Do I need a smelting machine? Like, who has Moo Metal? Does anyone have Moo Metal out there? I need some Moo Metal with some titanium dioxide mixed with some platinum. Can I get that on eBay? Yeah, so I'm sitting here in my little popsicle suit, you know, trying to make a time machine and go back to a time I feel more comfortable with. And, you know, it's just funny, you know, I'd like to do the comedy thing, you know, for it.
Right.
But back to the integrity of the emotion. You know, everyone knows that when they go through bad stuff sometimes, it's weird, but once you go through it, it makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. Or, you know what, I learned my lesson. Or, you know what, the issue is that you get that, you know what, you know,
that's
when you get your voice, you know what, bro, maybe that's not the best idea, bro. But to get that, like,
you know, dude, like, that really jacked me up. I don't think I'm going
to
do that again.
Like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that because I'm going to be hungover for, like, 3 days, and it's going to mess up my workout routine. So, basically, yeah, once you get those core foundational understandings in yourself, you know, it does get a lot easier because you don't really think about it anymore. Like, it's not even on the table. You know, it's like you're going out to eat, like, certain things aren't even on the menu. Like, my eyes don't scan for steak tartare. Like, that's not even in the conscious. I'm like, is there any type of fish or does that come in a tofu? Can I get a tofu? You know what I mean? So, you know, you open a menu, you can order, like, three things, but you're like, I'm pumped with that. Let's go ahead and throw a salad, some balsamic on that, too. Let's make that happen. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, what you want to order from that menu. And in life, what type of menu of experience do you want to order from? The issue is that, right? Yeah, don't take the menu that they first, you walk into the restaurant.
Right.
And they go, here's the menu.
Here's the menu.
I'll take a college education, mix that with a white picket fence and four kids, and then 35, 40 years of slavery, and then maybe some, you know, some health care and some Medicare that won't take care of me, and I'm in line with 100 people, and I just want some antibiotics.
But by 43, you got to wake me up, okay? I know it's going to be hard, but you better wake me up by 43.
Now, check this out. After I've ingested probably 5 gallons of fluoride, can I please turn my third eye on?
Right.
I'm sitting there going, you know, this place is hilarious, right? And I know there's a lot of serious stuff going out there. And my thing is to, you know, let the audience and you guys know why I joke and why I kind of put this in jest. Because that ha, 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 is one of the most powerful healing frequencies you can possess.
Absolutely.
I went through my night side, you know, in the early 20s, you know, went through the whole, rock and roll lifestyle, you know, for about 3 or 4 years. And what I can say from it is it took me 2 or 3 years after I was dead sober from that whole situation, right, to actually be able to laugh at myself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So my question is, in my tone to everyone out there is, take that time in processing to kind of see the way it used to be. And when you can joke about yourself, that is when you gain that experience, and that is when it has been healed, and that is when you're ready for the next level in that test. If you're still holding on to a negative vibration to an experience you had, you know, I know there's different experiences out there, okay?
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that laughter is healing to you.
Yeah.
It has a purpose. And, you know, And like I said, back to why did this happen to me? Boys and girls, men and women, you know, maybe there was something that caused this reflection in you from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the guy and she was the girl? Or in this life, are you the girl and he's the guy? Or in this life, now that's my brother or my sister and I have to sit and work this karma out for an
right.
incarnation?
Yeah.
For the whole incarnation,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to understand, you have to look beyond this current life that you're in. And you really got to dive, you got to dig deeper. You know, who
yeah.
are your parents? Your parents
right.
and your brothers and siblings are very similar because they share the same blood or DNA
yeah.
codexing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, blood's, you know, thicker than water. Understand also the information in that DNA. You know, we know DNA stores information. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know that, you know, I like to think about DNA as like accessing fiber optic Blu-ray movies. That's
mm.
all I like to think about. Like, how many Blu-ray
yeah.
movies can you access? How many parts of your DNA can you have access to and can upgrade this little suit? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to share this real quick. And this is going back to the heart space. And this is going back to a lot of this, all three waves that have woken up here. And I had to learn this the hard way. And I want to express, as I switch into my inner child mode, I want
Aww.
To express. All right?
Little Ryan. Welcome, little Ryan.
Little Ryan guy in his little golden, dope Tibetan armor. Okay. little 7-year-old, you know, I was born with white hair and blue eyes, and then this place turned me dark-eyed brunette. I don't know what happened. I'm about 7. But what I can say is that your inner child is your access card is your key into heaven.
Hmm.
So if you guys were all standing in 5D, you know, going into heaven, we're on the front lawn. I like to call 5D the front lawn of heaven. That's just how I was.
There you go.
Taught.
That
and
makes
then
sense.
6, 7, 8, 9, you know, that
mm-hmm.
you're actually inside the gates of heaven. Okay?
So mm.
what I like to think about is you're walking up in that line to get through the gates of heaven. And imagine your inner child or you at 6 or 7 years old holding your hand, and as you walk up to the doorman, that doorman looks at your inner child, and that inner child looks back at you and says, he or she, they're cool, they're good to go. Your
yeah.
inner child walks you into heaven.
Nice.
It's
well,
inner,
you have to be as a little child
you know,
to enter the kingdom, right? It's all in the scripture.
that's what it is. But I mean, to really visualize
yeah.
your heart having no judgment, children don't judge.
Children
right. innocent. I could think
yes.
about a little 6-year-old little kid to walk up right to a Tyrannosaurus Rex and start petting its toe. It doesn't care.
Woo!
It's like, Mommy, what's this thing? Look at I'm touching it. You know? I mean, there's just curious little, they don't care. There it is, you know? And I like to
it's like the
about,
full card
you know,
walking on the back of the alligator in the taro.
You know, just like, you know, just rolling on it. Like, what? That's my friend. What do you mean you guys don't ride on the back of the alligator? No, you? No one? I'm all, none of you guys? What the, you know, I'm all alone. What am I doing on this rock right now? So anyways, you know, it just depends on, you know, the level of consciousness you want to partake in. And that was, you know, back to... that's really the core of it, and I think that's the easiest visualization. And you know what? Parents who have children, I like to think that parents that have kids, especially are my indigo brothers and sisters out there, or those first waivers who have those indigo kids, that when you have kids, it's almost like your second chance to be a kid.
Mm.
You know? That's like your last, you know, when your kid's 4 or 5, guess what? You get to be 4 or 5. You get to go.
Yeah.
You get to go to Disneyland and be stoked. We're going to Disneyland. It's going crazy. Yeah! You know, you get to like go to Disneyland and you're like, yeah, we're going. So what I'm trying to say is that you know,
exactly.
it just take that opportunity, you know. And if you guys choose to do that out there, or find your inner child, whatever that path is for you, but to understand that blissed out version of you exists deep in your heart. And if you can get into that every single day, you're winning. Or I like
nice.
To call it winning. Yeah, I
winning,
call it
yes.
Because you've already won, and you just keep
yeah, well, Charlie
that.
Sheen calls it winning, but we call it winning.
I'm winning. Yeah, I'm winning.
We're winning.
I've already
yeah.
won, and I'm continuing.
We are one, and we already won in the now. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
yeah.
that takes a full circle to what you're saying at the top of the show of just that kindness and you know, that reflection of looking out at others from a heart space, you know, that's, I mean, it's simple, right? The truth shall set
it
you
is,
free.
And 100%, and to understand that if you really hold that light, okay, all my fellow light warriors, light workers, you also need to be able to hold your field, okay? So when you walk up to the person that is in need, understand the energetic situation that you're walking into. You're walking into someone who may be, you know, in a survival mode situation, let's just say. So you need to put your shield up. I'm not saying give the guy a hug and blow light through his body. You know what I'm saying? Or give that person a high five or, you know, share that smile. But I also want you guys to be very conscious with your energy and how other energies make you feel. Because when I come home, I want to feel like myself. I don't want to feel like all my coworkers at work. I don't want to feel like the boss that just, you know, tossed me before I left. I want to feel like me. And so shall you truly feel like you. So what I'm trying to say is that also have responsibility and also that strength inside of you to maintain your walls of your own reality and how you want to be treated and how you want to feel. And I think that's really good. Many light workers out there, many loving beings, sometimes we enable others to get their stuff together, you know, because we love them and we take care of them, and that's just kind of how it operates. But I'm here to also remind you, you know, sometimes that, not tough love, but sometimes that people need space sometimes to grow. And if someone needs space in your life to grow, you know, let them go and blossom and come back stronger. And that's also, everyone needs to walk their walk. And the funny thing is about this place, we're all kind of told, this is what you should be doing, this is what your kids should be doing, then they should be focusing on this. No one really asks what your soul should
spirit
be.
And your soul, exactly. And they're
like,
not the same,
the
usually.
Yeah, they're not the same, you know. And what's the reason why you incarnated on Earth? Can we start there and then kind of work backwards from there?
I'm with you. That's the conversation that I want to have.
Let's start with the first sentence is, why did you incarnate here? Question mark.
Yeah.
Second question, where do you come from?
Right.
Okay. third question. What type of spectrum of frequency do you like to rock? You know, do you like that love frequency? Do you like that pink? Do you like that magenta? Do you like that fire? Let me know. You know, these are some of the little kids should be learning for, you know, when they're little kids.
Totally.
You know,
and the law.
Before this place, you know, just, you know, turns the whole thing to tapioca pudding. Me and you personally, I'm tired of eating the tapioca pudding on this planet. I'm like, you know what, you've had so much, I can't take it anymore. Like, I don't want to eat it. No one wants to eat it. This whole place is a comedy relief show, and no one gets it. And I'm walking around, come on. So
it's going to be interesting, don't you think? I mean, I think part of the cosmic weather report is that a lot of us light workers have been to the bottom of the barrel the last couple of years.
Yes.
And it's like we thought we were just going to pop and it was all going to be fine, but now we're scraping this peanut butter off of the side of the jar of our own karmas or beliefs or whatever. It's like, really? Really? Whoa. But, you know, we're getting through it with a little help from one another. And the point is there's millions of people who are getting ready to start waking up to these other beings.
Yes.
And that's why there's so many of us that they're going to need us. Or it's going to be useful to have others who have walked past that they bump into in the grocery store or whatever.
And to keep it real for everyone out there who's ever had a family member or themselves who ever been addicted to something, you know, have gone through that struggle, maybe you or someone else. Let me explain really what this is for an indigo parent or an indigo child here, and let's just cut all the BS out of it. You woke up, you chose to incarnate in this place, you chose here to do some awesome work. As you grew up and you realized that this place really wasn't the kit and caboodle you were sold, you wanted to numb yourself because you were sensitive to this place. You were sensitive to people's emotions, feelings, the way people treated one another. So to make you numb yourself in this place, you chose whatever that may be. It could be, you know, you drank, you popped pills, you did drugs, you did hard drugs, soft drugs, whatever it is. The core of it is you wanted to slow your speed down so that you could match the environment of your surrounding area and the consciousness that you were incarnating and integrating into. Okay? That's why you always felt alone. That's why you always felt different. That's why you had the crazy dreams and everyone else, you know, you can't resonate with. But I wanted to let everyone know out there that we have also, right, made these experiences with you, and to understand that truly being in your power and being a multidimensional being and getting up in the morning and meditating, you need all of your energy and all that horsepower to do the real work that we were meant here to do. And many of us went through these periods in time, so when the time was right, we were called upon to activate and be a part of this collective to aid mass consciousness on this ascension, to understand your experiences are here to aid the entire planet.
Exactly.
I know it seems that it was a very personal thing that happened to you, but check this out. You just learned the answer, because imagine something tragic happens to you. You process it, however long as it takes you. You find that one or two perfect sentences of experience. You extract it, you heal it, you forgive it, you pass that test. You can now share that answer to others who are searching in that logarithm that honestly might not need to search for 10 years to clear that tragedy. You just might give them a hug and whisper that perfect sentence in their ear and go, it's going to be okay. I was right there with you. That is what we need to get back into, and taking care of one another and lifting each other up. That's teamwork. That's planet Earth. That's what's up. So, you know, I'd like to explain to me, you know, the jewel of the Milky Way galaxy. I'm like rooting for the underdog. I'm like, let's do it, Earth. I'm like, get this shit going. Get the switches. Light the mountains and light this fucking out. Light it up. I don't know
light it up with the spiritual fire.
Light this place up, man.
So, well, that's what happens.
I'm here to help you on your path. Let's do this thing. All right.
Let's do this thing. Well, I had this experience over the eclipse of integrating. We tethered up to 5D through the platinum ray, and so that's why we can. The energy of the light is here now to actually help clear that stuff more quickly. Like even though it may feel more intense, you actually have quicker access. People, you might notice, to just zapping it. And that's because of a whole planetary shift, and it's going to be needing. It's like clearing. It's like vacuuming. It's like the wall, the rug has been dirty, so now we're getting into the fibers of the rug. You know,
100%. I like to think about it as that we are the projectors, right, of our own consciousness in this realm. So those of us who can pull down those higher light forms, higher spectrums of light, bring that in through our crown, through all of our chakras, and actually explode that high frequency on the ground level.
Yeah.
That is what needs to be done here. Let's share that light with the planet, and let's, you know, like wildfire, let's just, like I said, just light it up.
Light it up, baby. That's what we're doing.
Absolute pleasure talking with you today.
You as well. Ryan, thank you so much. Well, totally. And I mean, the fun has just begun on the planet. I mean, I think these kind of conversations are important just to give a little context and a little humor and, you know, to the situation at hand, because we are in a time sequence and, you know, the shit hitting the fan basically means there's two things going on. We can clear experientially or we can clear energetically. The more that we can clear energetically by bringing in that light that you're talking about there, the easier and less challenging it's going to be, but this top that's spinning has to come to a stop somehow. And so that's why we're going to still see karmas playing out on the planet, and that's where our forgiveness and our unconditional love, we just open our collective heart and shine love on this beautiful planet as this top comes to a, of the past, energies of pain and suffering, you know, come slow down a little bit.
100%, and understand that, you know, beings around you, you know, what I've noticed a lot is I can see where someone is, where I was when I first woke up, or where I was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, right now. You know, I can see, well, just by talking to people, I'm like, oh, God, I remember when I was there. I remember when I was thinking that. I remember when, and you really begin to see the, like, different life paths which lead up this mountain called ascension. You know, not everyone takes the same path. You know, you might take the left, you might take the west route, you might take the east route, you know, might grab the face, you know, I was, you know, my you know, run up it and then slide down it and then try again. You know, there's different ways up this, you know, this whole individual deal. You know, the greater the fall, you know, the more awesome the ascent is what I like to say. Yeah.
So we can go there kicking and screaming, but we're going there. We might as well have fun.
Yeah, I know. And, hey, it doesn't have to. For all those people out there processing stuff and getting the sometimes you might get the shakes at night or sometimes you're processing the gnarly dreams.
Mm.
All I can say is hold your field and understand that it is all transitionary. It will not be like this forever. You might have a crappy week, but you know what? Doesn't mean the next week after that, or day for that matter.
That's right.
Everything is in transition.
Exactly.
Everyone's going through this. You're not alone. And, you know, Team Light, you know, and my sister here, and many awesome light workers around planet Earth are here to aid and assist you.
Absolutely. And you guys can find Ryan at Team Light on Facebook and teamlight.com. I think you got that awesome URL there.
Teamlight.com. And we got also unitethecollective.com. We have links to a bunch of awesome people and awesome work, but teamlight.com. And then I also have a new TV show coming out with my co-star, Miss Coy, Giselle Coy, at Eyeball TV called The Daily Vibe. So that'll be
I was noticing that. Cool. Okay.
And then obviously, if you guys want some training videos or some things, Unite the Collective on YouTube. And finally, we have our own Roku channel. Now, if you guys have a Roku, just type in Sedona, and we are Sedona Free TV. So we are. If you guys have a
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, and hopefully we'll get on at the next divine moment, because everybody, I had a dream the other morning, literally. I woke up and my guys were saying, you need to call Ryan and have a show with him. I was like, okay. So that's how this started.
Kaboom. You know, I love you very, very much, and I send my love and abundance from Sedona to everyone out there, and just know that we appreciate you. We share in your struggles and that understand and know that we all are here for one another. So I just wanted to show my love and abundance and appreciation to you.
And so it is. Ryan DeRuin from Team Light and Unite the Collective. This is your host, Shireya Fox. You can check me out at Shireya.com, Shireya.com. And you can check out my new book called Love's Whisperings, Authentic Spiritual Development, with the Star Elders' wisdom coming down through that particular channel at Amazon.com. All righty, everybody, have a beautiful weekend, rest of the weekend and week ahead and holiday week. And may all beings be blessed, healed, well, and enlightened. And may all beings remember their connection to the source within their very own heart. So it is. Many blessings.